You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, our devotion comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, starting from verse 31, all the way to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 1. As we do a reflection on this Lenten journey, I'm sending you this message from the mission field from East Africa, Ethiopia. Tonight, I'll be on my way back to the United States, but I am starting to send these messages from the mission field. It speaks about Jesus predicting his death. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. You know the story. Most of the time, the gist or the biggest part of this story is Peter making the mistake of taking Jesus aside and starting to rebuke him, to take him out of the plan that God has in place for all of us: salvation through the death, suffering, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But there is one thing that is very clear from the mission aspect of this text. I like verse 32. It says, he spoke plainly about this. The plain, clear message of the scripture. When I came to the United States first, I went to a Bible school or a theological center in Atlanta, Georgia, that was built many years ago for African Americans by Martin Luther King Sr., the father. And a lot of African American preachers used to come to those chapel seasons. And we were participating in the Presbyterian Church and also in the Lutheran Theological Center in Atlanta. It was a fantastic experience for me. But one thing that I would never forget is when an African American preacher stands up to preach, the response from the congregation is usually, make it plain, speak plainly, preacher, make it plain. I would never forget that. What are we making plain, or what is the simple, clear message of the Church of Jesus Christ? It is the coming of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus, and ultimately the second coming of Jesus. This has to be preached plainly and consistently and every day. That story has to capture the center of our imagination, the story of Christ and his suffering and his crucifixion is the solution to every human problem, is the open door to our eternal destiny. It is our hope. It is the center of our life. And here, what I like is when Mark writes about Jesus's suffering, it says, but when Jesus, he spoke plainly about this, he was not ashamed, he was not hiding, he was not mincing words. He was not trying to improve this ugly, brutal, bloody story. He was making it plain. And Jesus going to the cross, his suffering, his rejection, his pain, everything that went in his life and through his life and with his life, even though it was so painful, it was important. And it was supposed to be shared openly and plainly, because people have to hear this story and they have to believe. Why did Jesus speak this plainly? So that we can get it. There is no salvation apart from believing that truth, from receiving that truth. Why was it so plain that it doesn't require any effort from us to go and figure it out, dig it, research it, and discover it, or even go into some kind of revelatory experience? It was plain and simple, something that was executed on the top of a mountain so that everyone can see, everyone can believe, everyone can receive, because that is the work of God's grace. One of the main important functions or works of the grace of God is making the life and the truth of Christ so plain that our heart would be open to receive. We can't believe without the grace of God. And without the grace of God, there is no way the gospel can be plainly spoken or proclaimed. Now, after Jesus openly spoke and plainly spoke, it shook the disciples to the core. They were scared. They were worried. They were concerned, and they were afraid. But no matter what happened, Jesus continued to proclaim that word. My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel is so plain that any child or any elderly person, any sophisticated, educated people, or any uneducated peasant somewhere in the rest of the world, every human being, the entire human race on the planet Earth, can see, can hear, can receive, and can believe the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it was made extremely plain and extremely clear for us to see, for us to receive, and for us to believe in the mighty name of Jesus. Now it's my responsibility and your responsibility to seek God's grace for one purpose and one purpose alone: to believe this plain gospel and to share this plain gospel with the rest of the world. May God bless our Lenten journey, and may God help us to continuously make the gospel plain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.